the laws of Shema in the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch, the laws of Shema, we're up to chapter Samach Aleph, that's 61. And here, this law is Samach Aleph, Din Kama Tzorich L'Dagdik U'L'Kaven B'Kriya Shema. Here is the law, how much one needs to be particular and to have proper kavana in mind, intention, when he recites the Shema. And we have here 25 subsections, 25 Seifim. Seif Aleph, subsection 1. Lechatchila, to begin with, I mean the right way to do it. Tzarich lizoher, one needs to be careful. Belikris kol hagimul parashiyah shel kriya shema bekavona, to read all three portions, the three parashiyahs of the Shema bekavona, with intention. Be'ema, with awe. Be'ira, with fear. Be'resis, with trembling. U'bezeya, with sweat. Meaning, very intensely in the presence of the divine. Like you were in the presence of the divine, which these are all expression of the tremendous awe that you are in. That's Ema, Yiras, U'zav. Kiderech she'bnei ha'medina koirim. It would be similar as the people of a country would read a protagma that was sent to them by the king. What is a protagma? The Hainu Ksav HaMelech, this is like a writing of, it's a declaration, it's a writing of the king, a proclamation, Al B'nei Medinasi, on the people of his country. So when the king is writing a proclamation, so people would stand on their feet when there's the notice. You can't just be doing your thing. And you read them, those declarations, with awe, with fear, with trembling, and with sweat. Ukriya Shema, he prutagmo shela kodesh baruch hu, lama Yisrael. The reading of the Shema is Hashem's prutagmo. That's Hashem's declaration for of HaKadosh Baruch Hu for his people Israel. But v'yitriach aleinu HaKadosh Baruch Hu likreisoi me'umot. God did not trouble us that we have to read it while we're standing. Ela belech tucha baderech. But even when you go on the road, as we learned in our class over there, when you go in any way, it's okay. Ach tzorich al kolponim likreisoi be'eim of yiru. But minimally, one should read it with awe and with fear. I guess to tremble and to sweat, that would be another. You can't do it when you're walking, but at least you need the fear and awe. Subsection 2, base. V'tzorich shetiye be'enov ki parutagmo chadosho sheleishama ma'ilom. It needs to be in his eyes. He needs to look at it as a new declaration, that he has never heard it ever before, something new. This is the meaning, what the verse says, Asher anochi mitzavcha hayoyim, that I instruct you today, the words that I instruct you today. But wait a minute, God didn't instruct us today. God instructed us a long time ago. Why are we saying that I instruct you today? Kuloymar, is this to say, Kol yom yiyu beinecha kichadoshim. It should be in your eyes as if it's new. It shouldn't be like an item, one item that you heard many times. Sheshuv eini chaviv etzla kivatchila. It's no longer dear to him like in the beginning. So it should be all the time like something new. Subsection 3. It says like this. B'kriyas shema yesh reish mem hei tevis. In the reading of the Shema, there are 285 words in the three portions together. So now, v'chosru gimul tevis la'ashlim ramach, and now you're lacking three words to make up the number of 248, which correspond to negative orav shel odom, which correspond to the limbs of the person. Because you only have 245 versus 248, so you're short three. If you have 248, that would be all the limbs of the person. So he says, Shekol HaKoyre Kriya Shema Kitikuno, for anyone who reads the Shema properly as it's been instituted, Kolever noitel teva achas, each limb takes one letter, umisrapebo, and is healed with it. But what do? We have three limbs that don't have a letter. What do we do? Lachei noyagim, that's why the tradition is, shashliach tzibur, the one who is leading the services, choyzer ve'oymer, he repeats and he says, Hashem elikechem emes bekol rom. He repeats, he says Hashem elikechem, he says Hashem elikechem emes. Ubozeh kol odom yoytze, this every person fulfills their obligation. Since they're listening to the Shliach Tzibur, these three words, so they're listening, it's giving them another three words for the other three limbs, for the three words that they're missing. That is when you are davening with the minyan. What did the people do? So what did the people do? So b'chol ha'tzibur, the entire community, when they read it softly, they say, they wait for the Shliach Tzibur to say, Hashem Elokeichem Emes, and then you start V'yatziv, V'einon Chayzim V'aymerin Emes. But they don't say Emes again, they say Hashem Elokeichem Emes, and they wait. The actual verse ends, the parsha ends with the words Ani Hashem Elokeichem. The word Emes is the next one. Right. But we want the Emes to go Ani Hashem Elokeichem Emes. And then you wait. And you wait for the Shliach Tzibur to say Hashem Elokeichem Emes, and then you continue with V'yatzi. Now, one would think maybe you should start over and say Emes V'yatzi, because that's really where the sentence begins. It begins with MS. It's true and it's standing. MS V'yatzi. So why do we? But he says no. The people that are quietly, they say Hashem Elokeichem, and they say MS, and they wait. And when the Chazan says Hashem Elokeichem MS, they start continuing V'yatzi, and they don't go back and say MS. Shekola Oimer MS B'li Hefsik Teva Acher Is Bintayim. For anyone who says MS without having another word interrupt in between them, is kiilu aimer, would be the same as saying shma shma. If a person says shma shma, in which the rule is shma shtikinoyser, that you would make him quiet. That people, if you hear somebody saying shma shma, then you would make him quiet. Im loisha klal ben tayim kemesh yisbar. If you don't delay at all in between, you say shma shma, you'll tell him quiet, as will be explained. This will be explained later on in Sifhei, because saying Shema Shema almost appears like there's two gods over there that you're talking to, Shema and Shema. So therefore, you make them quiet for saying that. So saying MS MS would also be like, oh, MS MS, as if you're talking to two separate, praying to two separate gods. Now in this case, V'af Imshok Tzas, even if he delayed a little bit, Ein Lichpo L'chatchila, to begin with, we should not duplicate B'li Hefsik Teva Acher Is Bintayim without putting in another word in between. Aval im roitze kol yochid lachzid im ashatz. But if each individual wants to go back together with the Shliach Tzibur to repeat Hashem Elokeichem Emes, when he says Hashem Elokeichem Emes, because the thing is, you're still missing the three words. The Chazan is saying Hashem is fulfilling your obligation. But if you want to say with the Chazan, Ein Isur B'Dovar, then there's no iser, because you're not saying MS twice. Ma'achas shemapsik bin MS la'MS b'teva Hashem Elokeichem. Because then you're interrupting. You're saying Hashem Elokeichem MS. So you said MS, and then you're saying Hashem Elokeichem MS. That would be okay. Shatz.
If we're praying in our home alone.
Yes, soon. Yeah. Shatz. Shliach Tzibur yesh noigim sheloy loymar emes, but the Shliach Tzibur, there are some that don't say emes shukere belachash laatzmai. So when he says by himself, he says Hashem Elokeichem, and then he says out loud Hashem Elokeichem emes without saying emes the first time. Shim yomer belachash emes. Because if he's going to say also emes quietly, and then he's going to say out loud again emes, yuresh mitestev, he'll have 249 words. He will have, the chazm will have 249 words. But the yesh noegim lemer emes gam belachash. There are those that do have the custom to say also emes when you say quietly, shaloi lahafrit bein Hashem alekechem laemes, so as not to interrupt between the word alekechem and emes. And the emes hasheni einam min aminyan, then the second emes will not be counted as the number, then it's just Hashem alekechem, and the emes is elonus v'riches emes v'yatziv hu. That becomes the language of the bracha of emes v'yatziv. Yeah. Okay, no, we'll leave it over here. But yeah, okay, we'll continue tomorrow. Tomorrow we'll talk about what happens when you davening not with a minion, what you do then. So the tzibur can